For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. Oh man, Peter messed up here. This guy, the Ruckmanites are going to get on this guy here. Okay. Now let me just say this, is that verse 20 is actually two psalms in one. Okay. What are you doing, Peter? You're not even quoting the verse right. Psalm 69, 25 says, let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. Well, hold on a second. Tents? Man, you're adding to the word of God, Peter. You're corrupting God's word. Oh, let's not even get into the bishopric. Psalm 109, verse 8 says, let his days be few. By the way, this is what he's quoting from. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Oh, corruption, corruption, corruption. These guys need to, like, watch some Peter Ruckman videos and, like, get educated on how these words work. How in the world could you use office instead of bishopric? You know, shame on you for being so educated, Peter, and deciding to use a synonym, knowing full well that maybe a lot of people wouldn't know what bishopric was. Hey, thank God for how, you know, intelligent Peter was. Amen? You know, he said bishopric, but he knew what that meant. And all we have to do is go back to the Old Testament to define what that means, which is office. Oh, but no, it's corruption. It's corrupt. That's corrupt. I can't believe you just did that. It's just forbidden, and it's taboo to use synonyms in order to describe other words. Folks, this is done throughout the Bible. Amen. And he didn't corrupt the word of God by blending both verses together.